sees footballs, don't you, my darling? Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Very attractive, little fella. What is it?
He's a little shih tzu.
Really? Oh, dear, dear, dear. What breed is it?
Well, they're a lap dogs, aren't they?
A lap dog? Oh, hard to imagine him stalking a reindeer, what?
Major, can I get you another one?
Why not?
Good. For you, Mrs. Chase?
Oh, nothing for me, thank you. But Prince would like a little saucer of warm milk, because it's nearly our bedtime.
Yes, Manuel will attend to its heart's desires. I'm afraid I'm lumbered with the people tonight. Manuel, por favor, el perro microscopico.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Fry.
Good evening.
What can I get you?
Scotch, please. And I suppose it's too late to get anything to eat, is it? I missed dinner.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I rather fancy some sausages.
Oh, I'm afraid Chef would have locked them away. We could do you sandwiches, ham, cheese, tomato.
Ham, thank you.
Right, I'll just arrange it for you. Basil!
Stop.
Could you make some ham sandwiches, please?
Look, I'm...
Dr. Fry.
Oh, of course. Yes, one moment, Doctor.
There we are, Major.
Excuse me, Sloane.
Found another draught, have we?
We have to be very careful, Mr. Fawlty. He's not very strong.
Indeed, yes. A rapid movement of air could damage him irreparably. If only one could keep them in airtight containers.
He had to breathe, would he, Fawlty?
Well, he could try, Major. He could try.
No. She was the one he had with him the third time. The first one was the dowdy one, then his wife, then her, and now this red. Oh, yes, that must have been lovely. Not much. They get less fussy as they get older.
Sorry about this.
Please, it couldn't matter less. We're meeting in the morning anyway.
You had a long journey.
You get a good night's sleep.
Are you sure you're feeling all right?
Oh, fine. Just a little...
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, you get straight to bed and we'll pick you up here at 9:30.
We'll have a coffee and go into the MD at 10.
Fine, thanks, okay.
Good night. Yes. Sleep well.
Good night.
Bye. See you in the morning.
Yes. See you at 9:30. Sorry.
Harris? Oh, no, on his own again. Oh, no. I wouldn't have thought so. He watches the football. Number 8, isn't
thank
it?
Thank you.
Are you feeling all right?
Not too good, no.
Oh, dear. Would you like a little hot something?
Oh, no. Fine, thank you.
Oh, well, if there's anything you need.
Yes, thank you.
Night. I said good night.
Oh, good night.
Didn't hurt, did it? Good manners cost nothing, girl.
He's not feeling very well, Basil.
You only have to say goodnight, dear. It's not the Gettysburg address, is it?
Basil, when you're not feeling well...
Just two of the words, dear, for your little happiness into the world.
Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Lehman, what can I do for you?
Do you think I might have breakfast in bed in the morning?
In bed?
Yes.
Of course, Mr. Lehman. Oh,
yes, we can manage that, can we, dear?
Yes, we can. I'll pull you back.
Yes, is it your legs?
I'm sorry.
Well, most of our guests know it's a struggle there in the morning. I wonder...
A full breakfast or the continental?
Oh, I don't know.
Our chef does a very good full breakfast. Eggs, bacon, sausage, tomato, fried bread.
The continental.
You wouldn't care for kippers?
Oh, fine. Kippers, yes, thank you.
Toast, butter, marmalade.
Yes, thank you.
Tea or coffee?
Yes. Tea, thank you.
A newspaper?
The Telegraph.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Rosewood, mahogany, teak.
There you go, fun.
What would you like your breakfast tray made out of?
I don't really mind.
Are you sure? Fine. Well, you go along and have a really good night's sleep, then. I'm hoping to get a couple of hours later on myself. I'll be up in good time to serve you your breakfast in bed. If you can remember to sleep with your mouth open, you won't even have to wake up. I'll just drop in small pieces of lightly buttered kipper when you're breathing in the right direction, if that doesn't matter.
Ethel?
Next morning, I very, very busy in breakfast room. But it's no enough. I serve people's. Lady make me bring supper of milk for her dog. I no like dog. He's small, but he no very nice.
Not a saucer.
Come on.
I said a bowl.
Hey, boy.
Yes, and not cold like that. That's too cold. I said tepid, didn't I?
Ah.
Catch pneumonia from that. And bring another cushion. He's not quite high enough.
So I bring bowl of milk and cushion.
On the table.
And I put cushion on table.
That.
And I put milk on table.
Now, put that under him.
So I put milk under him.
The cushion.
See.
Yeah. He bit me. You frightened him.
Okay.
You make sudden
movements like that, of course he's going to bite. Don't you have dogs in Calcutta?
Excuse me, but I have an order for eggs and sausages for this table.
Oh, yes. The sausages are for him.
Oh. What's the matter, Longo?
He bite me.
Cut them up into little pieces. No, not my eggs, not my eggs, the sausages.
Oh, sorry.
He might fall it too, you see.
If dogs are allowed in the dining room, at least the staff should know how to handle them.
I'll cut them up in the kitchen, Miss Chase.
Little pieces.
Another car strike, you believe it?
Put these kippers back, would you, Basil?
They ought to get busloads to run our car factories.
In the fridge.
You should have been eaten by, when was the sixth?
Oh, that's all right.
It says on the packet, Sybil.
They're all right, Mr. Fawlty.
The sixth?
That's just to cover themselves.
Get that, Sandy.
He hurt you, Polly.
Basil, what are you doing?
Do you know when the sixth was, Sybil?
Will you just take it upstairs?
They're all right, Mr. Fawlty.
Well, what
are supposed to be
doing? Basil, will you just take it up? What's the matter, ma'am?
That hairy mosquito just bit us.
What?
It's not right in dining room like that.
Well, she pays extra for the dog, man, where you see. Basil, it's after eight.
Poisoning is still an offence in this country, you know, Sybil.
Oh, well, do get a move on. We've got a busy day. I've got the laundryman.
The laundryman? My God, a woman's work is never delegated, is it?
Good morning, breakfast. Breakfast. Here we are. Another car strike mile, isn't it? Taxpayers pay millions each year to get the money go on strike. It's called socialism. I mean, if they don't like making cars, why don't they get themselves another bloody job designing cathedrals or composing violin concertos? The British Leyden Concerto in four movements, all of them slow, with a four-hour tea break in between. I'll tell you why. Because they're not interested in anything except lounging about in conveyor belts, stuffing themselves with my money. You don't mind if I turn the light off? Well, enjoy your breakfast. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Oh, not at all. Thank you for mentioning it.
Not a single bloody word. Yeah, that's 5:30 in the morning, so they can lounge around in bed till midday. You get so much as a word of thanks. What's that?
Forgot the milk.
Well, don't get talking to him. You never get away.
Would you believe it?
I get him his breakfast, I take it all the way upstairs, I lay it in front of him, hand him his newspaper, I tidy the room, draw the curtains, and guess what he says? I said, guess what he says? Nothing. Your friend, the one in eight, nothing. Not a word. Are you listening? Hello, can anybody hear me? Have I ceased to exist? Have I suddenly become invisible? Sybil, can you see me?
No.
Oh, good. Well, I gotta lie down then. No, I won't. I'll go and hit some guests.
Dr. Price's sausages.
What is it, Polly?
He's dead.
Dead? Who?
Number eight.
Lehman? But Basil just took him his breakfast.
He's cold.
Oh, no.
I'm very upset about this. I and Mr. Fawlty come back into the kitchen.
What's the matter with that dog?
He is dead.
Well, he's certainly struggling for life at the moment. Dead dog in the breakfast room, eh? Egon Rennie knock off the star for that.
No, Mr. Lehman, dead.
Well, that would explain a lot.
No, Mr. Really? Paul just said so.
What are you on about? I just took him his kippers. Oh, my God.
And Mr. Fawlty ran up quick to Mr. Lehman's room.
I just put the milk down the tray, but I leave... What are you doing? What are you doing?
I told her the sixth, but you get 20 years. What? The kippers, oh, God.
Mr. Fawlty, he's been dead for hours.
But he no listen. He tried to throw kippers out of window, but it will not open. He's stuck.
Mr. Fawlty!
What?
He hasn't touched those kippers. Well, look! Feel him.
What?
Feel him.
He's stone cold.
Yes.
Oh, joy! Oh, thank you! Oh, isn't it wonderful? I'm so happy! Hooray!
Dr. Price is standing in doorway.
It's stuffy, isn't it? I'll open a window.
Who?
Who found the body?
Polly did. I was bringing him up the milk and we'd forgotten it.
You brought the milk with the breakfast?
No, the breakfast was already up.
Well, who brought the breakfast? Who found it?
Oh, I thought of it.
What's that?
That's a bit of it.
Bit of what?
Bit of the breakfast.
You brought him his breakfast?
Yes.
So you told her he was dead?
Yes.
Well, then, why did you bring him... Why did you bring him the milk, then?
Why?
Yes, why?
Well, when he said Mr. Lehman was dead, I thought he said he's still in bed. Well, he didn't say he was dead,
Doctor. Well, I said he was pretty quiet.
Quiet?
Exactly.
What were you talking to him about, Basil? Car strikes, was it?
Thank you, Sybil.
I don't understand. He's been dead for about 10 hours.
This is so final, isn't it?
Basil!
Well, wouldn't you say it was final, dear? I'd say it was pretty bloody final.
You mean to tell me you didn't realize this man was dead?
But people don't talk that much anymore. Well, look, I'm just delivering a tray, right? If the guest isn't singing, "Oh, what a beautiful morning," I don't immediately think, "Oh, there's another one snuffed it in the night. Another name in a 40-task book of remembrance." I mean, this is a hotel, not a Burma railway. Yes, but I mean, he does actually say hotel outside. I mean, perhaps I should be more specific. Hotel for people who have a better than 50% chance of making it through the night. What are you looking at me like that for?
Basil, there's a keeper sticking out of your jacket.
Ah, there it is. I've been looking for that. That's the other one.
We'll be downstairs, Doctor. Shall I ring the undertaker? Would you, Polly?
I've been up since 5:30, you know.
He was leaving today, some people coming at lunchtime.
Well, we'll put him in another room.
We're full tonight. Oh, do put that away. Get the body into the office till the undertaker's come.
Now,
when the doctor's finished.
What are you doing?
Making up his bill.
Who are you going to give it to?
We'll leave it in his wallet. They're bound to look there. Better not charge him for breakfast. Mr. Simpkins? 40 Towers here. I'm afraid somebody's died during the night. When could you collect the body?
Morning, good morning. You're very careful this morning, Mr. Fawlty.
Yes, well, one of the guests has just died.
You are wicked.
Manuel, we're going to get the body.
Body? I no like bodies. But Mr. Fawlty cannot do this alone. He needs a very strong man to help. So I say, okay, Mr. Fawlty, I see you right. But wait, I say, wait. It's no good carry dead Mr. Lehman through hotel. Everybody see. And Mr. Fawlty, he say, it's true, Manuel. What we do? You always so very clever, Manuel. You think of something. And so I get a very good idea. I say, we put sheet on body so you can see nothing. And blankets. Brilliant, say Mr. Fawlty. So Polly makes sure no one around. And Mr. Fawlty and me, we carry dead Mr. Lehman out of room.
All clear.
All clear.
But it's not all clear. Suddenly, it's all Miss Tibbs poke her nose in. I give jump, and blanket fall off.
Good morning, Manuel.
Good morning. Oh, it's all right. Leave it. No, leave it. It's heavy.
Oh, no, it's quite all right. Put the fan in.
No, don't bother. We can manage.
Oh, just don't bother.
No, leave it alone.
I know. If I just fold them like this...
Yes, go away. Move, Manuel. Okay. Move. Move. Oh,
I'll do it, Miss Tibbs. No, it's all right.
But now sheep come off, too.
Ah! He's dead!
And Polly slap her. Miss Tibbs, she faint. And she go flat on floor.
Oh, spiffing. Absolutely spiffing. Well done. Two dead, 25 to go.
Now two bodies on landing. And some people's coming upstairs. What we do? I have very quick brain. So I pull Miss Tibbs into nearest room. And Mr. Fawlty pull dead Mr. Lehman. And we shut the door.
Oh, sorry, I'm in your way.
That's quite all right.
Oh, is this your room?
Yes.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you enjoy your breakfast?
Oh, yes, thank you, yes. Tuesday, do you think we could just go inside and get a...
Not really.
Pardon?
Well, it's been cleaned. Mr. Fawlty's doing it.
But we want to get our things.
Yes, we're going out, you see.
Oh, well, it'll only take a couple of minutes.
Well, I'm sorry, we're a little late. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Mr. Fawlty? Mr. Fawlty!
All clear!
Mr. Fawlty! Mr. and Mrs. White want to come into their room.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Hello.
Come in.
I was just explaining that you were doing the room.
Yes, probably 5 minutes. Well, couldn't you do it later?
Pick that ash trap, will you, Manuel, please? The big one. Could we do it later?
When we've got our things. Well, it'll only be a couple of minutes.
Look, Fawlty, we want our things.
Oh, right, yes, thank you so much.
He's locked it.
Oh, well, that's just a precaution.
Have you locked this?
Only slightly.
Will you let us in?
Yes.
What's going on? Well, he's a bit of a perfectionist.
Ready? What's been going on in here? Well, we tried rearranging the furniture, but it didn't really work. Manuel has old coats.
Oh, what a noise!
Oh, it's just my back.
No, that morning.
Oh, yes, that's all.
No, it's coming from the cupboard.
Well, we'll get some oil. Have a nice day.
There's someone in there.
What? Yes, listen.
No.
No.
Good Lord, sir, there is.
Let them out.
Good idea. Right, well,
go on.
Yes, we're going to. It's the next thing on the list.
Oh, if you do get a chance to visit the museum...
Open it now, will you?
Oh, all right, yes, right. Oh, it's locked. Oh, damn.
What's the key?
Yes, sir, where is the key? Do I have any idea, Polly, Manuel?
I expect we've left it downstairs somewhere.
Beth? Where's the key?
It's in your pocket. There it isn't.
Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Well done, Manuel. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. Well, we've got it now.
All right. I will.
Miss Tibbs, she come out. She no very happy.
Now, I've warned you about this before. You can hide in your own cupboard, but not in other people's.
And Mr. Fawlty, he shut cupboard door again, quick. But it come open. And nobody noticed dead Mr. Lehman's arms stick out. Only Polly.
I'm sorry about this. You can't really blame her. She doesn't have much in her life. She has to make her own entertainment.
She has trouble with her arms. That's why she goes in the cupboard.
Exactly.
Are you feeling better?
Her arm gets stuck there.
It's always happening to her.
He's dead.
This is her husband. She hasn't got over it. Died 30 years ago.
She doesn't mean any arm.
In the cupboard.
No more today. You've had enough. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Now he see it, too. And he put arm back in cupboard again. Quick.
Anything else we can do for you?
But I think it's nothing we can do for them. They no look like they're very happy to stay at Fawlty Tower.
What was so horrible, Mrs. Fawlty? You've no idea.
Oh, I know.
It was this black in there, and that thing with its hair.
Oh, I know. Now, you have a little rest and try to think of something else.
But anything could have happened.
Well, he was dead, dear.
A man is a man, Mrs. Fawlty.
Oh, I know.
I should speak to him about it.
Speak to him?
To Mr. Fawlty. We're his oldest residence.
Well, have a little rest first.
Frightening me like that. I shall speak to him.
Have a word with him in a little while when you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yes. Thank you. It's all right here. They've got rooms at the Sea View.
Tonight?
Yes.
Well, let's have a look at it.
Yes, and if that's no good, we'll try the one up by the prophylactic emporium.
So now it's all clear, and we can bring dead Mr. Lehman downstairs and into office like Mrs. Fawlty said.
Hello, Monsieur. Morning, Fawlty.
Oh, hello, Major.
Any sign of the papers?
You've got it, Major.
Have I? Oh, yes, I have, yes.
Why, say.
I say, Fawlty, he doesn't look quite the ticket.
Well, Major, don't say anything to anybody. But he's dead.
Ah. Shot, was he?
No, died in his sleep.
In his sleep? Ah, well, you're off your guard, you see.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, Fawlty, I shouldn't let him lie around here, you know.
No, the undertakers are coming to get him.
Ah, because they attract the flies, you see.
I've been waiting in there.
What?
I haven't had any breakfast yet.
Oh, right, sorry. Come in.
It's only sausages.
So,
Sorry about the delay, Doctor. Normal service has been resumed as soon as possible.
Now old Miss Tibbs want words with Mr. Fawlty. And she going to office. But what she see? Dead Mr. Lehman lying in chair.
More coffee?
Miss Tibbs fell into like before.
Tea? I'll turn the radio first.
Now it's two bodies again.
Miss Tibbs.
Oh, no.
Would you believe it?
What did you put it there for?
Well, it wouldn't fit the safe and all the drawers were full. Come on, man. Wonderful, isn't it? Our guests, they give us trouble even when they're dead.
Where are you taking him?
Kitchen.
Dead Mr. Lehman get more places now than when he alive. So we take him out of office into lobby. But someone come downstairs, so we run right out of hotel with him. And lady and man just drive off in car, and they see us with dead Mr. Lehman.
Hello!
They look very surprised. And have little crash. Now all is clear again inside. And we take dead Mr. Lehman into kitchen. There is all smoke with Dr. Sausages burning. And doctor come in.
Sorry about them. Bit overdone, I'm afraid. Send them down to the crematorium.
You can't keep a dead body in here with a spoon. Can we?
Of course not. Sorry, Manuel.
I'm now getting tired. But we put dead Mr. Lehman in laundry basket.
Not in here.
What?
Not in the kitchen.
Oh, right.
We push basket into lobby. And I go clear tables in dining room. And Mr. Fawlty go back in kitchen to make doctor's sausages.
Sorry about that, doctor.
Wash your hands first, please.
Oh, right.
And make sure this area is scrubbed before any more food is prepared in here.
Absolutely.
Sausages accepted. You may cook them immediately. I'll take the risk.
Oh, of course. Too sweet.
Leave it.
No, I take it.
Leave it.
No, it's not time, please. No, please.
I'm sitting here.
There's no lunch till 12.
I'm still having breakfast.
It's finished. All gone, breakfast kaput.
I'm having sausages.
He's not allowed.
Put that there. Look, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor and I want my sausages.
I tell you, he's finished. Bye-bye, please. Bye-bye.
Now, look.
It's finished.
Give those to me. Come on.
No, it's not possible.
Is everything all right?
He won't eat now.
I've been trying to sit down. He keeps moving things from my table.
I'm so sorry.
He doesn't seem to understand that I haven't finished breakfast.
Manuel, let me explain.
And he poked me in the eye.
Ah! You understand? I'll be ready in just a couple of days.
But Mr. Fawlty soon forgive me, and we start to take basket with dead Mr. Lehman into office. But three people's in lobby. They stop us.
Excuse me.
In the office. Excuse me.
Yes?
We have an appointment with Mr. Lehman. Do you know where he is?
Where he is?
Would he be in the dining room?
Might he be in his room?
Let me think. Where is...
We've come to collect him. Well, if we're taking him to meet, we've come to collect him.
Oh, you've come to collect him?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Modern dress.
What?
Your dress is very modern. I didn't realize women did it.
Did what?
In the basket.
I beg your pardon.
He's in the basket.
In the basket?
Yes.
What's...
What's he doing in the basket?
Well, not much.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you believe... Look. Oh, my God, he's gone.
Where is it?
It was true. While we not noticed, laundrymen packed basket with dead Mr. Lehman from lobby, and they left other basket with only clean laundry. But we no give up. Oh, no, Mr. Fawlty and me, we run out and we stop van, and they give us back dead Mr. Lehman's basket.
Basil!
If you could just hang on a couple of minutes, sorry to keep you. It's all right. It's all right. We sorted it out. He's in this one.
The doctor didn't want him in the kitchen.
So we put him in the basket.
It's more hygienic.
Yes. You do work here.
Yes.
Well, we'd like to speak to the manager.
Well, I'm the manager. Is there a problem?
Well, he is, really.
No, there seems to be some kind of misunderstanding here. We've come to collect one of your guests, a Mr. Lehman, to take him into town for a meeting.
Meeting?
Yes, a meeting.
With our managing director. Oh, I see, Mr. Lehman.
Yes. We thought you said the linen.
Brilliant. Sorry, that's it.
Sorry to keep you.
Hello, my sweet.
What are you doing there?
Well, it's a bit involved here, but these gentlemen thought that their...
No.
That's not it.
No, they were coming for Mr. Lehman, and we thought that they were coming to collect the linen. Mr. Lehman?
Yes, so if you just sort that one out, dear, I'll take the linen upstairs, okay?
I see. Thank you, Beth.
Not at all.
Would you mind coming into the office for a moment?
And he made me help take dead Mr. Lehman in basket upstairs again. But it's no good, Major Siask.
Another one, Fawlty?
No, same one, Major.
Now it's people's everywhere. So we take dead Mr. Lehman downstairs again, and Mr. Fawlty won't put him in other baskets. But it's no fair, it's too much for me, and I'm not on overtime.
Back the basket.
I can't do it.
Come on.
I'm not doing this. We're too tired.
Is somebody coming?
Mr. Fawlty, I don't want to work here anymore.
Open the basket. Open the basket.
So I open the basket.
Now, inside.
So I get inside.
Look, you! I quit!
Get out!
I'll strike!
I'm warning you!
Stay here, it's nice!
I lie down in basket and shuffle it, and I no care what Mr. Fawlty do with dead Mr. Lehman. But you know what he do? He put dead Mr. Lehman in big hat rack, and he stand in front, so when people come, they no can see.
I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.